Replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Yesterday, we looked at the question, is God for me? And then we looked at Psalm 56, verse 9, where David said, when I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. And then the amazing words he said in the midst of his trial and tribulation, he said this, this I know, God is for me. I want you to know that God is for you, but you need to know that God is for you. And you will overcome every attack from every angle that the enemy tries to bring against your life. Let's join the service.
David wrote in 1 Samuel, he said, the battle is the Lord's. And we know the scripture that says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, you better understand who you house. We better get a realization of who the greater one really is in us. And stand up in the midst of the explosion in your life and say, look, everything looks bad, but there's one thing I know. God is for me. And if God is for me, the rest of the scriptures, who can be against me? Romans 8, 31 and 32. If God is for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
How do I know God is for me? For if God, who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with Christ also freely give us all things? Amen. God is for me. Say it. Say, God is for me. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. God is for me.
The Apostle Paul quotes what David said in 2 Corinthians 4:13.
He says, it is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken. That's David saying that. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we have the same spirit of faith. We also believe, and therefore we also speak. God is telling you, you better believe and you better speak out of your mouth, because death and life is in the power of your tongue. You get your belief up in me and speak. I want to hear a God is for me. When the chips are down and everything's wrong, God is for me. And I'm telling you, you won't believe the situation turned. Wow. It's just amazing. Romans 10:8. Look what he says here. But what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is this word of faith which we preach. You've got the word in you. You've got the faith in you. You've got it all inside of you. It's preached to you every Sunday, every Wednesday, every healing school. You've got the word in you. You've got the Bible. You hear it on TV. You're watching it. You're reading it. This word of faith which we preach.
Amen.
You got it. It's in you. Now release it and say, God is for me. My God, how can you lose? That's why it says, thanks be to God, who always causes you to triumph.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, always. Are you going to get a God is for me coming out of your mouth?
Amen.
And if God is for me, God can do anything for me.
Amen.
Who can stand against me? I mean, you're going to get people coming against you, but they will not be successful.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, I mean, think about David being chased by the Philistines, being chased by the Israeli armies and all that. And he says, when I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Wow. Psalm 34:17 says these words. Psalm 34:17 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalm 34:17. 15, sorry, Psalm 34, 15. And then verse 17 says this, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles. All of his troubles, not some, not leaving some behind. You earned them, you were sinful, you didn't deserve it, you didn't pray enough, so I'll just leave some of the things behind. No, delivers you out of all. Say all. All your troubles. Say all my troubles. Gone. This is the God that we have as a father. And he takes care of his children. Try to tell the Egyptians he doesn't take care of his children. They'll tell you otherwise. Try to tell Pharaoh he doesn't take care of his children. He'll split the ocean if he has to. He took care of his children. Come on. Tell the walls of Jericho he won't take care of his children. Tell the world, tell Hitler. He won't take care of his children. The Israelites were the only nation that came back after 2,000 years of exile away from their country and came back to their homeland, and they still got the same language. Are you kidding me? The Philistines are gone. The Jebusites are gone. The Perizzites are gone. Amen. And the world is still trying to take them down. Take Israel, take Jerusalem. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to look like it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen. God knows how to take care of his children. And if you're born again, you're a child of his. Now he says this. He says, like I said, Psalm 34, 15, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry. Well, who's the righteous? Who are the righteous? We are the righteous. If you don't know that you're the righteous, you've got a problem. Because you're not going to get into heaven if you're not righteous. And your righteousness is not going to get you in heaven. Isaiah 64, 6 tells you that. You're not going to get into heaven with your righteous works, your good deeds, your reading your Bible, your confessing scriptures without knowing Christ, without receiving Jesus. There are people that are quoting scripture and they're unsaved. The devil quoted scripture to Jesus. Did he not? In the wilderness, he quoted Psalm 91. Throw yourself off this cliff and the angels are stopped and can't protect you lest you dash your foot. He quoted scripture at Jesus. He ain't saved. Amen. There are people quoting scriptures. They are not saved. Amen. So the righteous is not just the people who are quoting scripture. It's the ones who've received and know Christ. Amen. Now, if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are the righteous. And let me tell you something. In these times we are living, you better make sure. You better be sure that your family are the righteous. So he says, the eyes of the Lord are put. How does he make you righteous? He covers you with his righteousness. He makes you righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he makes you righteous. 1 Corinthians 1:30, Christ Jesus has made unto me wisdom from God and righteousness. Amen. And sanctification and redemption. He makes us righteous. We can't earn it. We can't do it ourselves. He does it for us. I'm getting excited. There's a whole lot of loving going on right now. Amen. And Jesus is touching us right now. I'm telling you. There's a whole lot of loving. Don't miss out. Don't let this just fly over your head. Oh, I've heard it. No, you're here. You need to hear it again. Because faith keeps coming. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he says, the righteous cry out to me. That's us born agains. The righteous cry out to me. The righteous cry out to the Lord, he hears and he delivers them out of all their troubles. In verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. 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 Who wrote that? David. Who wrote that psalm? David. Who wrote, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? David. A man after God's own heart. He knew the Lord. And he said, you know what? I might be going down for the last time, but there's this one thing I know. God is for me. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah, God is for me. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, listen to this. Out of the Voice translation, look how it says it there. This I know for certain. God is on my side. I know for certain God is on my side. The contemporary English translation says, because I know for certain that you are with me. How many believe God's with you? Amen. He's with us. He knows you need the money by tonight. Someone needs some money right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to reveal and show that person, whoever it is, that you will supply their every need according to what your riches are by Christ Jesus in their life. Show them and give them a miracle. Amen. Okay. The Common English translation says this: I know this because God is mine. How'd you like that? I know God is for me. How do I know this? Because he's mine. God is mine. Isn't that cool? I love it. I saw that. I said, woohoo, got to get that. God is mine and I am his. Amen. Amen. He said, I will come and sup with you. I will come and live with you, me and my Father, and you will be in me and I will be in you. He is mine and I am his. I am his betrothed. Amen. Do you realize? I am his bride. Oh, you're a man. What are you talking about? I am his bride. I better not tell my friends at golf. They'll tell me to tee off on the ladies. Ladies tee. I am our Lord's and the Lord. I'm his bride. All of us, male and female. He's the groom. He's the groom, right? You're talking about the natural realm. He's talking about spirit things. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if he is a spirit, there's no gender.
That's right.
There's no color.
Amen.
We're all children of God. Right. There is no difference between any of us. When you're a child of God, you're a child of God, period.
Amen.
We're not in different levels.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so look at Isaiah 54:17. We saw one of the bullets with this on it. Look what he says here. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon. It can be nuclear tipped. It can be whatever kind of weapon it is. No weapon that is formed against you. It can be sickness. It can be gossip. It can be bankruptcy. It can be fear. It can be doubt. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Now, he's not saying it's not going to be formed, but it's not going to be successful.
Amen.
You see? It's not going to succeed. As long as you got this thing, I know, this one thing I know, God is for me. And he's got more power than every enemy ever. In fact, he defeated everyone.
Amen.
Every one of them. Every demonic spirit. I've got a great teaching for Sunday. Oh, God started giving me something today. Whew, it's going to be good. Now watch here. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, people judging you, coming against you, saying things, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, hello, their righteousness is of themselves, is of their good works, is of their good looks, is of their studying, is of their degrees and diplomas. No, their righteousness is of me. No other way can you get that righteousness, Jesus said. In John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Without righteousness, you can't get to him.
Amen.
Nothing unrighteous is coming to him. Amen. And nothing unholy can get into heaven. That's why, thank God, in 1 Corinthians 1:30, he sanctified us and many other places, which means separate us and made us holy. Now, your outward acts might not be in line with your spirit just yet, but they've improved.
Amen.
Have you improved? Come on, be serious with yourself now. Have you noticed you sin less?
Yeah.
Some of you didn't say, yeah, I've got a concern about that. Because that's a sign of not salvation. You know that you try to sin less, you try to be more holy, you try to live more holy, but you're already sanctified, your spirit is sanctified. Remember, the real you is sanctified and really righteous. But your outer works may not be as righteous as your spirit yet, but you're a work in progress. And the Bible says, he that began a good work in you is faithful to complete it until the coming of our Son, of our Savior Jesus Christ. He will complete the work he started in you. I know this one thing. God is for me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987.
WCNO's broadcast.